That was just a few of the people that I spoke to at Multimodal. And now the moment that I'm sure you've all been waiting for, here is my very brief interview with Kevin Keegan. He was a very good sport and really entertained my logistics-based questions. So here you go.
I'm here with football legend Kevin Keegan. So Kevin, you've played at Hamburg, Liverpool, Southampton and Newcastle. And I'm wondering, is there a reason that you chose these major port cities to play at?
No, it wasn't until I realised at the end of my career that they were all major ports. Obviously, Hamburg, I didn't even know. I mean, I just went there to join the football team. But, of course, soon found out that it was one of the, I mean, major ports, obviously, in Germany and in the world. So, yeah, someone pointed that out to me, and I thought, yeah, Liverpool, Newcastle, Southampton, yeah, Hamburg. I think the only club I was ever involved with that wasn't was Fulham when I managed. So, yeah, I missed out on a port there. There's not many ports in central London, is there?
And you've been at Multimodal before. Have you learned anything about logistics since last time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think this is my third time, to be honest with you. So, wow. It's like a hat trick. Although, I think last time I came, the fire alarm went off and we had to all go out. So, hopefully that won't happen again. I do quite a lot in this industry anyway. This is probably, over the years, probably 8 or 9 times I've worked with different companies, either on a single basis or like here where there's awards, which I really enjoy. It's lovely to see people worked hard all year and grown their businesses and kept the staff happy and delivered to all the customers, being rewarded. So yeah, it's one of the nicer ones I do.
Really hope you enjoyed that episode, and what a wonderful guy Kevin is for agreeing to do that. I literally had to go up to him in between the starter and main course at dinner, and I was like, Kevin, I'm so sorry, but would you mind being on my podcast? And he was so lovely, as you heard, and yeah, did it without question. So a huge thank you to him for that and everyone else who agreed to be on it.